melancholic thing, the dark side, the melancholic, the sad side of it. Because this is making me feeling different than the normal feeling I have during the day, you know, or I try to have. Try to be positive, try to be harmonic the whole time. But in a certain moment I hear music, and then all the sadness and all the frustration, the little one I have somewhere, it's coming out and I start to cry or something like that.
They have that intensity. Drugs and that type of music are sympathetic to one another. They work together very well. But you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to take drugs to be able to appreciate music.
Oh. Oh, my, I'm feeling high.
Stop. Thank you. jamming on it.
You know, all of us went through kind of a Prince stage, you know, where we, you know, acted mysterious like Prince. Well, not so much me, but I think Kay was into that vibe a lot. Anyway, Kay lived in the basement. And, you know, he could have lived upstairs, but I mean, you know, he wanted someplace to... He called it the dungeon. And, you know, that was kind of in that mysterious vibe, I guess. You know, women would come over and say, let's go down to the dungeon. You know, he even had a girlfriend named Kat, just like Prince did. But I think I like Kay's Kat better because she would meow and stuff, you know. We'd be upstairs talking all the stuff we hear meow from the dungeon. Anyway, Kay would be on the phone sometimes talking with his girlfriends. He would always ask, you know, are you coming over to kiss the dragon? I'm like, kiss the dragon, what's that? Because you hear brothers say a lot of things, but I never heard anybody say kiss the dragon. Just say, Kay, what's this kiss the dragon stuff? I mean, you know, what kind of weird stuff is that?
Because you hear brothers say a lot of stuff, but you never hear anybody say kiss the dragon. And Kay would say it all the time. Every day.
Every day.
Making me feel
Thank you.